Have you ever caught yourself thinking or stressing about something too much? It could be any incident wherein someone said something to you in the past and you are still thinking about it. This is referred to as overthinking. It includes dwelling on past incidents, rehashing your past, thinking everything negative about the situation, and constantly worrying about the future. When you start to think about something, you try to come up with a different version of the incident, which can make you more anxious. Most of us overthink when we are making an important decision or nervous about something. However, overthinking can be a problem when it affects our daily lives. Hence, I am here, your host Harshita, with another thought-provoking podcast. Today, I'll be giving insights on how overthinking is messing your mental well-being. Indeed, at one point in time, all of us might have encountered the situation when overthinking was a part of our life. Whether it's about the incident that occurred at your prom night or you are about to meet your partner's parent. In this situation, you will create scenarios, outcomes, and God knows what. But you think they are beneficial to you? I agree. We should think before saying anything or, you know, how we are going to act. But that doesn't mean you have to rehearse every time and then give judgment to oneself. By the way, I have a question for you all. Why are we so good at holding on? I mean, we know overthinking will not help us. But still, why we are, you know, doing this? However, I agree many of you have already tried to stop it but failed to do so. But don't worry, in this podcast, I'll share the things that could help you to understand how overthinking affects you and your mental well-being. So let's begin with number one. Overthinking can lead to irregular sleep cycle. As we know, sleep is important for our mental and physical health. When we have enough sleep for a day, it makes us more productive and increase our concentration power, right? But if you are an overthinker, you will face a lot of problems while sleeping. And you know why? It is because you have accumulated many gushing thoughts on your mind which are not allowing you to sleep in a peaceful manner. Unsound sleep will make you irritated and lazy all day long. Overthinking disturbs the sleeping pattern and hence it may make you a little cranky on the next day. However, nothing is more important than having a good sleep mate. Second, overthinking may interfere with your problem-solving skills. We all want to be, you know, smart enough in front of our colleagues or managers when it comes to solving problems, right? Indeed, and why not? When we are good at solving problems, it increases our confidence and boosts the right dose of credibility. But everything gets messed up because of overthinking, friend. So, when you are good at problem solving, you are actually helping your surrounding to get the solution or define them like how to solve a particular problem through various alternative methods. The choice is your friend. Like, would you bet overthinking with such life-saving skill? I'm sure you won't. Overthinking gulp your energy. I feel tired every time, said one of my friends. When I asked the reason, she said she was thinking about her date night. Later she added, she was thinking about her makeup, her hair, her dress. Actually, all these things were really stressing her out. Okay, I know what you are thinking. Like, how can someone stress over a date? But trust me guys, she was overthinking for that day, which was consuming her energy level. Similarly, it happens with every person who thinks too much. You know, it takes a lot of mental energy to think, and as we know, our brain is continuously creating so many scenarios and thoughts that are not at all beneficial for our productivity. So don't try to run with the wrong gear. So the fourth point is, overthinking invites mental illness. When we kept on holding memories with our loved ones, or if someone has done something bad to you and you're thinking about them each day, there are chances to have some sort of mental illness. However, overthinking sets a rebellious cycle that is hard to break. We all want to live free and in peace, right? Then why to dwell over a thing that is not in a part of our life now? I know it's hard to let go, but it is important for our inner peace. So I'll go with the number fifth point, and it is, overthinking will not let you to decide what is wrong. Why are you repeating the same mistakes by not making the right decisions? You know, you are overthinking because of the situation you have created or whatever happened in your life due to the decision you made, right? Are you willing to make those mistakes again? I know, this time a big no. Hence, overthinking affects your decision-making abilities whenever a situation arises, and you overthink and you might end up making a bad choice. Therefore, it is really important not to think too much over a small thing. So, is that okay? I know, after hearing all this, you want to know how you can stop overthinking. So here, I'm telling you simple methods that can help you to turn the table. Number 1. Be grateful for the present situation. Number 2. Change your perspective towards your life. Try to see positive and, you know, bright things. Number 3. Understand you can't control someone's life. Hence, some things are beyond your control. 4th, most important, meditate. It will surely calm your senses and you will feel more, you know, in peace. You will feel more happy. You will be like, you will comprise every positive feeling within you. I hope you understand how overthinking is bad for you and is impacting negatively. Look, I know it will be tough at the initial stage, but with the right dose of determination, you will going to break through. Someone has said, if you are going through hell, keep going, else you will end up here only. If you have any questions, concern or anything, reach out to us. We are here to help you. So I, Harshita, signing off from today's podcast. Take care.